And up first, let's go to Mackie. Hello, Mackie.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Well, I have a question about body hair. So this is hair that's not on the head, but everywhere else on the body.
Okay, fire away.
So when we remove unwanted body hair by waxing or plucking, we all know that they grow back again, which seems fair enough because we're affecting the follicles directly. But my question is about when we cut or trim them, they also seem to grow back to its natural length. And I just wondered, how do they know that it's being cut if we're not really removing them from the follicles? And also, when do they know when to stop growing?
Hi there, Mackie. The short answer is that your hair doesn't know that it's been cut. This is a really common myth. People think that if they trim their head hair when they're trying to grow it, that it'll make it grow faster. And people say that if you shave your legs or your face, it makes it grow back faster. But that's not actually the case. The only thing that affects how long your hair is and how fast it grows is the hair itself and your genetics. So hair goes through three phases when it's growing. There's the anagen phase, which is the growth phase, and this is when it actually grows, when it gets longer. Now, on head hair, that can last between 2 and 6 years, and how long that phase is counts as how long your hair could grow to. So some people seem to be really lucky and they can grow hair down to their waist, whereas other people, no matter how hard they try, it will never get past shoulder length.
Not their eyelashes though, surely.
No, not their eyelashes. Now that's the point, because body hair has a much shorter anagen phase. It's only a couple of months, and that's why it never gets as long as head hair. I think there are a few exceptions of weird people who've managed to grow their underarm hair ridiculously long in the Guinness Book of Records, but with a couple of weird exceptions, it doesn't get as long as the hair on your head because this anagen phase only lasts a couple of months. Now, after that phase, what happens is the hair is cut off from the blood supply. So the follicle sort of dies and it enters a dormant stage, and then a bit of time after that, it'll fall out as a new hair begins to grow. So what you're seeing is you're trimming, say, your leg hair while it's still in the anagen phase, it's going to continue growing, but it can only ever get to a certain length because that anagen phase will end and it will fall out.
Brilliant. Mackie, does that pour some, I won't say wax on it, some oil on the situation? Does that answer the question?
Yes, I suppose so. Thank you.
All right. Good to have you on the show.
Thanks.